They were blinded from seeing that great miracle, that great thing that Jesus had done. He had healed that man. That man had been delivered. Those evil spirits had come off of that man. But yet and still, they were blinded. They were concerned, how am I going to make it now? And guess what? The answer was right there before them. It was right there before them. In the flesh. He says, but instead of embracing, they shunned him and sent him away. Look at what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. He says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. And that's what happened to him. Them, their eyes got blinded because they were more concerned about how they were going to make it and just didn't know the Savior was right there in front of them. But they were steady saying the wrong thing and sent the man away. Sent him away. And that's the same thing with us today. God don't force himself on nobody. Matter of fact, he said in Peter, 2 Peter 3 and 9, it's not his will that any man should perish, but all should come to know the truth. All should come to know the truth. And this is what I'm saying. Later on in Mark 5, before I get too far ahead of myself, they said Jesus got in a boat. And Jesus got in that boat and said that man asked him, said, let me go with you. Going back to our scripture, Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus, Son of God, he was raised from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. Now listen, he went to him and he asked him, I want to go with you. And what did Jesus tell him? No, go amongst your people and tell about this good thing that has happened. This is where I'm going with this. All the good things that God has done for you. If you want these seats filled, tell somebody. There's a lot of great things that went on in this building. God has showed and manifested himself many ways and many times. People have been healed. People have been delivered. People have been set free. But it's up to us to go and tell. It's up to us to go and share the good news. We got to tell somebody. We got to help them. Don't shout me down. Don't shout me down. Because I'm telling you, it was so rich to me when he said that. I said, Jesus, why did you send him back? He said, because I sent my disciples out the same way. He said, go out and share the gospel. And that's what he wanted them to do. See, because everybody knew that man when he was in an unclean state, had all those spirits. Nobody wanted the food. They sent him out of town, put him in a tomb. Tried to bind him and chain him, but who the Son set free is free indeed. He was made free. He was made whole. See, that's one of the greatest things in this new birth that people, especially religious people, have a hard time understanding. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I mean, right then, that is the only greatest miracle I know above that one is Jesus Christ, the virgin birth. That's the only other one that I know greater than that one. I'm telling you, we got to go tell somebody. Share the good news. You know, I work at Ashley Furniture, and you know, I got probably male. She probably can tell you, you know, and no glory to myself. All glory belongs to God, but I'm just a vessel that he uses in that place. And she'll tell you, I don't mind. I'll stop. You ask me to pray. You tell me you got something going on. I'm stopping right there. Because if I wait till I get home, that thing might take you out. It might take you out on the way home. You don't know that. May I have helped you? Praise God. And like I said, no glory to myself. All glory belongs to God. T, have you helped somebody at Tupelo High? You ain't got to help. I know you have. AJ, have you helped somebody on your job? I know you have. Miss Lily, have you helped somebody? I know you have. Lucetra Johnson, have you helped somebody? I know you have. Brother Sharon, you helped somebody at that job? I know you have. Brother George, you helped somebody at the nursing home? I know you have. See, because you ain't preaching you preaching Christ and him crucified. That's what you're preaching, that gospel. That's able to save any and everybody. Praise God. Now, going back, and I'm through now, Therese, so you didn't get a chance to tone up. That's okay. But going back to the book of Genesis, if you go and you look and you see in the very first chapter of the book, you go down through there, verse 3, I think verse 3, verse 6, verse 11, verse 14, verse 18, verse 20, verse 24, verse 29, and verse 30. And this is what it says. Every time God wanted something, and God said. And God said. And then after he said, if you read on down, then it said, and God saw, and it was good. I would have never got what I wanted right there if I had never said nothing. I would have never got what I want. Added grace would have never been delivered from that thing if I hadn't said nothing. You got to say something. You got to say something. And then you got to do something. You got to, faith without works is dead. You got to act upon your faith, which you believe. You got to act on it. It'll work. And main thing, check your love walk. Faith working through love. If your love walk ain't working, your faith ain't working. You got to walk in love. I dare say there's not a person that I hate. There's not a person I dislike. Now, I might dislike their way, but there's not a person that I hate. Because, see, I realized something. It ain't the person. It's what's driving the person. It's that evil force what's driving that person that makes them do what they do. Say what they say. But if I go amongst the drunkard, if I go amongst the dopehead, if I go amongst the adulterer, if I go amongst just go amongst and just share the good, it might start out with just a word, 3 minutes. You ain't got to go and say how holy you are and all that. You ain't got to do that. Matter of fact, it's easy if you go and you find out something about them, just hold conversation with them instead of trying to tell them who you are and how you live your life. Because, see, then they're going to say, you know what? This person really cares for me. He's asking all the questions about me. He ain't said nothing about himself. See, that's what love does. That's what love does. It ain't about me no way. It's about him crucified. Who is about y'all? And him? I guess some of y'all know who is about. Praise God. Who is about, y'all? And who? Him crucified. That's right. That's who it's about. And like I said, you go back, you read the book of Genesis, and I gave y'all those scriptures. I can give them to you again if you need me to. But and God said, and God saw, and it was good. That's what we ought to do. Speak it, confess it, believe it, live it. Spend time with God. God is hungry for his children to come back into fellowship with him. It ain't a hard thing. It's actually an easy thing. And you'll actually benefit more than you know. And once you get this in your mind and get this in your heart, I can be a blessing, not only to others, but I can be a blessing to the kingdom. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. I pray that y'all got something from that. Praise God. That's all I have. Like I said, God is good. Praise God. God is good. He is faithful. And I'm telling you, God cannot lose, will not lose, never have lost. He don't know what it is.